Afreilich and Purim, everyone. We're holding Simin Shin Samach Hey, Sif Aleph, page 454. Kimu v'kiblo ha'Yehudim. You know, Klal Yisrael was mekabel Torah bi'ahava on Purim, specifically Torah Shebal Peh, specifically Gzeres Chazal v'Takanes Chazal, and that's what we're going to learn now for a couple minutes. On Purim Day, in Yonei Gzeres Chazal, Takanes Chazal, Dinei Erevin. So we're finishing the last Simin in Hilchas Mechitzis, Simin Shin Samach Hey, Shin Samach Vav will start Erev Chatzeres, and we're going to focus today on Tikune Mavoi. If a Mavoi has a Pirtza, how big of a Pirtza would passel the Mechitzis of the Mavoi? And this is something which can come up in an Erev, and it will depend, like we've had multiple times, do we view our common areas as a mavi or a chotzer, because we're going to see a big difference. And let's say even here where I live in Hampshire Heights, there was a breach in the chotzer, a breach in the fence this past Shabbos from the plow, from the snowstorm. It broke part of the fence. That breach was more than four tefachim, less than 10 amos, and that's a halacha that's going to come up today or tomorrow. Let's start. Zok mechaber sifal mavi shenifres by pirta mitzide klape reishe. You have a mavai, and there's a pirta on the side towards the front. So every mavai is long and skinny. It's the oirech, the length, the longer sides are the ones that go deep, that go into the mavai, and the shorter side, the wider side, is the back wall of the mavai, a mavai sasam. And you have a pirta on the oirech, on the long walls, and the pirta is towards the front. If there is in the front of the mavai four tefachim of wall before the pirta starts, which means the long walls on the sides of the mavai, before the breach, there's four tefachim of oimid, then it's okay to have a pirta. V'hu shaloi teheya pirta yeshel eser. Specifically, if that pirta is not more than 10 amos. V'im loy nishar pas arba, if there's no four tefachim of oimid in the beginning of the mavai, aser elam kein hoysa pirta pachas nishoysha tefachim, then it's going to be aser, unless the pirta was less than three tefachim, then we'll say lavud, it's not considered a pirta at all. If it's more than three tefachim of a pirta, there's no lavud. And then if this pirta is towards the front, we have to have four tefachim of oimid before the pirta starts, otherwise it's going to pass all the mavud. Zog the Mishnah Berurah Sekot and Aleph. Mitzi de klapi reishay perish ha-mavud hoyim mesukim alechi ay bekeira. V'nifratz echem me'akselon shebetan orke klapi reishay samuch alechi ay bekeira. And close to the lechi of the kaira in the front, we have a pirta. Sivka and beizim nishar arba tefachim she'adayin nishar shir chashiv b'mavoi. The reason why four tefachim helps is because we have a shir chashiv, a four tefachim in the front. Lechin le'batol ha'pesach ha'gadol. Therefore, the front is no longer, is not batol from being the main pesach, the main entranceway. V'yafagav deba'alma shir oirech ha'mavoi le'pachim me'arba amis, even though generally the minimum size of a mavi has to go four amas deep, and here 24 tefachim. That's when building a mavi originally of a kancha kvar hoyo mavi elish and nistar die by arba tefachim shenishem imenu. You already had a mavi; it broke. It's enough to have four remaining tefachim, and that will still give the front the status of the pesach, since when you walk through that front door, the front opening, there's four tefachim of a wall before the pirtza starts. There's actually a shayla on the Rishonim, Achlikas Rashi Tosis. Does it have to be that when the pirtza happened, the breach in the wall happened, the front four tefachim remained standing? Or even if they fell down, if you can rebuild the front four tefachim, since it used to be a mavi anyway, you're not building a mavi anew, that would be okay. That's discussed in the first Bir Halacha, in the second Bir Halacha over here. Sifkot and Gimel Vehu Eser, Amos, the Ad Shir Zehu B'chal Pesach, Yes Mekan Chasha Pirtza, more than 10 Amos is called the Pirtza, V'tzarech Listem, Elaseh Tzuris HaPesach, U'makam Adzeh. And if you have a pirta now, you're going to have to make either fix the wall or make a tour as a pesach to close off that area. Sivka and Dalad Alser Elam Kane, the Afagad the Pachas Miaser Ames Mikri Pesach. But over here, where you don't have a pas arba, four tvachim of length of that side wall in the beginning, in the front of the Mavi, Hachachachina Dilma Shavki, the Mavi Pesach, and Mavi, Vayelchu Pesach Zu, the Katze Darkum. We're worried that people are going to start walking out of the side. There's a pirta on the side. And they're going to walk out of that. Alechi and Kira only work in the Pesach. On one side, on the Pesach. So if you have four tefachim of Oymid That wall, the Erech wall in the front of the Mavoi, then we view the main opening still as the Pesach. But if you don't have four Tefachim there, we're worried that people are going to start walking out of the side. And if they do walk out of the side, then the front opening loses its Shem Pesach, and no longer would the Lechi Yekaira work. Hey, Pachin Yisosh Tefachim, the Chashiv Kesasim, but if the breach is less than three Tefachim, then it's considered Sasim and Hanashaila in the first place. Now, but Pashtus, when we have this pirza on the side, if it's more than 10 amos, avada, the way to be misakin is with the tzuras of Pesach. Less than 10 amos, says kasher, we don't need to be misakin it so far. We'll see in Siv Beis, there's an exception to the rule. But let's say you don't have the four tefachim in the front. Then any pirza bigger than three tefachim is going to make a problem. How are you misakin that? Can you... The shaila is, can someone put a tzuras of Pesach in the front of the mavoi and then leave the sides open? Or no, even if you're going to put a tzuras of Pesach in the front, you're going to have to be misakin that side. And if you're going to be misakin the side, can you be misakin it with a lechi or a kaira or a lechaira not? Because since it's not the front of the mavoi, maybe a lechi or a kaira would not work. There's a bir halacha here, the last one on the page, that discusses all these shailas. I don't have it worked out fully right now. But you can look at that Bir Halacha. I believe there are shailos about this, that when you don't have four Tefachim Oymid in the front, how are you going to be Misakin this Mavoi? Can you put a Tzuras HaPesach in the front and then everything's good? Or must you put a Tikkun on the side? And if you do put a Tikkun on the side, can it be a Lechi or a Kaira, or not? That is the shailos there in the Bir Halacha. Zaksev Beis, Nifrat Mitzidei Shaloi Klapei Reishei. This is a hemshech of Sif Aleph, where basically you have a pirza on the side of the mavai, not towards the front, which means essentially you have a pas dalet, you have four tefachim in the front, and we're basically explaining what we said in the first Sif Aleph. In Sif Aleph, he said, if you have four tefachim of oimid in the beginning of the side walls, then the pirza could be up till 10 amos. So shiur be'eser, like we said before, afilu le'nishtayim and akaisa b'yaseh klum, even if the kaisa is completely broken in those areas, there's no height at all left over. So people can technically walk through this pirza, still you have up to 10 amis. This is only a condition. We don't have a bekiyas rabim. We don't have a lot of people walking through these areas. However, if the rabim walks through this pirza, then it's limited to four tefachim. And this is a very big chumrah of a mavoi over a chatzar. That a mavoi, if it has a pirza on the side, even if you have four tefachim v'omer in the front towards the beginning of the mavi, but if it's bekiyas rabim, people walk through it, then you only have up to four tefachim. And this bekiyas rabim does not mean the asi rabim mavatli mechitza that we were talking about in Shin Samach Dalin. The reason why a rishus rabim cannot be niskanai de tzuras apesa because the rabim is going to walk through be mavatli there maybe nishishim riboy or at least a lot of people. Over here, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, it takes a lot less to make Bekiyas Rabim. And if it's just a path that people use, or perhaps even less than that, perhaps even if it's just something which doesn't have any stumbling blocks along the way, it's a smooth path, that might be enough. And then that's going to be a big chumrah because any Mavi now will be Nifsa with a pirsa of four Tfachim. And one of the reasons why we're not so machmir on this is because we consider Aram Ravoyus to be Chatzeres, like we spoke at yesterday. But it's an Indian, and for those who want to be machmer, it's kedai to close up all the pirtzes. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sefkat Vav Nifrat Mitzidei. Haino do Nifrat Samach L'Roishei Ela B'Fnei Mimenu. It's not a pirtzah towards the front, it's more toward the interior. Yom Kein Kasha, the Haino Dinan, this is Sif Aleph, and Ishtayar Pasar Batvachim, Olam Nei Hochar Ben Mahadil L'Misnei. So this is essentially the halakha of Sif Aleph. Why are we repeating it? This is the specifics and the explanation of the first din. That's considered a pirsa shloi klapi reishay. Mishum seifa noktei v'havak ilu amar v'siv beiz. The hodam rinam v'siv alev dinah nishar pas arba motor ad eser amois. This that we said in Sifal. If you have a pass, if you have four tefachim in the front, you have up to 10 amos of a breach, a slow kosher, even if the wall is broken all the way down to the ground and there's nothing stopping people from walking through, as long as people are not using it to walk through.
Because
So too, let's say you in the front of the mavi, the fourth wall, the front, you have a little bit of a wall, and part of that wall is broken. And you have a lechi or a kaira on the basically, you have let's say a 15 amma opening in front of the mavi, five of it is a wall, and the remaining 10 ammas has a lechi or a kaira. Pirta, and it became a pirta in the five that was oimid. The makimastima shari at eser amis, that pirta can be up to 10 amis. Kol shel oimid hanishim merubah al haparet, as long as it's oimid merubah al haparet. So, for example, you have 25 amma wide opening to a mavi, and you have no, let's do even bigger. You have a 50 amma wide opening to a mavi, and of these 50 amis, 40 amis is oimid and 10 is open, and you put a kaira across the remaining 10 amis. Of that 40, then you have a breach of 9 amis. Since you have oimid merubah al haparet, you have remaining 31 amis that are bigger than the 9 amim breach. You say oimid merubah, and that's okay. And the kaira is matter the other 10 amis, the opening that was the main area where you used to walk through. Some say that in this case, the kaira has to go all the way from side to side and cover over both the main entrance that we have, our 10 amma entrance, and this new pirta of 9 ammas. Most say not like that. You just put it on the main entrance way, and even though it's not on the side, the kaira is not resting on the side wall of the mavi, it's still considered being oimid on the kaisel of the mavi, the gamza shayach la mavi. Even though, right, we have in our kaira across our 10 amma main entranceway, and then our oimid on the side has a breach. So maybe we should view that the kaira is not sitting on the walls of the mavi because it's sitting on a piece of wall that's not attached to the mavi. No, we say it is considered part of the mavi because oimid merubah al haparet. There's a picture in the deer shoe in the bottom left, where you can see the case, and that's the halakha over here, where even if you have a pirta in the front wall, the kaira does not need to reach from side wall to side wall, just needs to reach from side wall to the oimid, that front part of the wall in the front, even though there's a breach between that oimid and the side wall. Look at the deer shoe on the bottom left, and that is a beautiful picture. Zok siv katan ches. The Mechaber said that even if there's nothing blocking people from walking out, we don't make a gzera. Maybe people are going to start walking out of this small pirza and leave the main entranceway. And because if people do start walking out of this small pirza, then the main entranceway will lose its shame pesach, and the lechi yakar will no longer work. So if God tells the boki bo rabim perish a mokim etunef a milkulko betit. It's a place that's hard to walk. But if there's some height left to the wall along the pirza, that avada stops people from walking. And memela, that for sure would be considered not bekiyas rabim. So the Mishnah Berurah over here is seemingly being very, very stringent in what's called bekiyas rabim. Anything that there's nothing stopping people from walking through would be Bekiyas Rabim and would make a Mavi puzzle already with just four Tvachim of a breach. Yud Avil Ibaki, the Shubin, and Nikar Pesach, Rak Derech Rabim. If there's a Bekiyas Rabim, then we're not calling it a Pesach anymore. Now we're going to call it Bekiyas. Now we're going to call it Derech Rabim, and therefore it will puzzle your Mavi. So we'll finish off this halacha tomorrow. This halacha of the Pirta on the side of the Mavi. Maybe I'll have more to say about what's called the Kiyas Rabim, and more of how to be misakin it. Anyways, nowadays we always use Tzuras HaPesach. The Shiloh would be, if let's say it happens and no one was able to fix it before Shabbos, can we be Seimich on these different pirtzes? So we'll try to make it more practical tomorrow. Okay, so we finished for now. We do have 2-3 extra minutes, so I'll just say something on Purim, a little Purim Torah. I'll tell you, Purim Torah, this is what I heard in the hallways of Beis Medrash Gavaya. So I'm zeichet to learn in Beis Medrash Gavaya every day. And this is something which I was just walking in the hallways. I heard someone say over nice Purim Torah. And he said like this, that Haman is leading the horse. Mordechai is on the horse. And Haman is saying, his daughter sees sees what's going on. She assumes, obviously, her father is the one riding on the horse, and Mordechai is the one leading the horse. So she spills out the garbage on the person leading the horse on his head, and it ends up being her father. She jumps to her death. The question is that she obviously knew her father's voice. This is Haman's daughter. So she hears her father calling Kacha. She should have realized, obviously, her father is the one walking the horse. Because, yes, maybe she can't see who is who from where she from her vantage point, but she heard the voice. Yishleimar, this fellow in the hallways of BMG, Carey Street and BMG, he said like this. He said, Haman's daughter knew what a Baal Gaiva her father was. What a Baal Gaiva, a Mushkis, a Baal Gaiva that Haman was. And she said, even if her father was the one riding the horse, her father would say it about himself. Everyone, look, it's her father's type to sit on the horse and tell everyone, look how choshev I am, look how special I am. That she understood and she knew, she recognized her father's voice. She still thought her father was riding on the horse because it wasn't a stira for a Baal Gaiva like Haman to be the one riding the horse and the one proclaiming about himself how choshev he is. That's your Purim Torah for today. I pray the Purim to everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.